Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of Bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of the Nama called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage tree wishes to follow the practice of profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answers the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind, and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, Bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in three times and rely upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not the self. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te yata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, and wrote to follow Kiteshvara that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Je do ba de ba ze. Ciebie żyło, sądzie święty, dzieje Pan. Mamy Panie Lodo, kolorze Boże, nowoże Boże, samorze Boże, nowoże Boże, nowoże Boże, ażore Boże, mawere Boże, dzieje Boże. Jesus,
저번
This month is a special month, so you know it's one of the biggest holy days of the Buddhist. So you know, in this kind of time, we got the opportunity to listen and to teach, so you know, we should, you know, feel ourselves very fortunate.
PBC is a little Saga Bonjo Yedawas, Gilani, Chu Karajana, and Boom Boom Yenipier, Dalo Yeris and Shine. Dylan, when a pen and a boy, you also do what in Sarah, the Dawa application was which cigarettes.
So this month, you know, in Tibet, you know, they really, you know, focus on their spiritual practice at this special month, and it is mentioned in the masters mentioned that, you know, if you do one mantra, it will multiply into 100,000 mantra because of the special, you know, month. And also, not only that, Rinpoche thinks it's all around the Buddhist, you know, countries, you know, who this month considered as one of the very important month.
Dawadino la zibanga zebaris.
So in Buddha Shakyamuni's you know, life time, there are many, you know, different teachings or different deeds did by Buddhas, but you know, among them, the most, you know, important deeds are, is called the 12 deeds of the Buddhas. And among these 12 deeds, this month, in this month, you know, Buddha did the five deeds among the 12. So, you know, it is a very, very, you know, important month for us.
Sipa ji nyinga dala sipa ni, ane sipa chenga nyinga dala sipa sunung chene, dala kiku duwa di chene.
So, you know, in this month, at the, you know, 8 of the month, you know, Buddha Shakyamuni did two deeds, and at the 15th, you know, Buddha Shakyamuni did three, you know, deeds. So, these are, you know, important deeds of the Buddhas. So we're not gonna go further here. So anyway, you know, it is you know, worthwhile to especially focus on practice any kind of you know, spiritual deeds of the practice at this month, and you know, we also should feel ourselves, you know, really fortunate and feel ourselves you know, joy and you know, hard to find opportunities.
The shilu ye ne dang la ta de re ne rang ye le ci ka lo de ci ta wa yi na mo ne ji pe na ga ro de ci cha cha wa na ni mo du so ra de do du xue ba ge de do du ko ka re ne du du bi so le ci na ro no ko du xue ji ni da na ga wo ye be de xue ji ni da na ji rang ji la ya me ja bi so le ci ga ro de ci du la da na su ka ga pe ji so no yin ji de sa.
So we might, all might seem, you know, in this way. So if we look on our inside, then, you know, we feels like, you know, that our mental defilements are increasing and our behavior are getting worse. And, you know, like that, but if we look outside, you know, among these many species, you know, we are one of the fortunate who have got the opportunities to listen, and we know a little bit about, and we practice a little bit about. So, you know, judging from this way, it seems like that.
Jubitama so you soon lang on chinzin saying that dancing you look at the magic chinchilla. Many devastated 10 years, Marcel, and many in Sarawas.
So the great masters mentioned that, you know, if we don't, you know, uproot this, you know, self centeredness. And, you know, grasping on the self, if you don't overcome this, you know, things, then there is no way we will enjoy a lasting peace and happiness. It is very true.
Dogu ngasun chidang genpa chunjore edu sanada. Kari ina rani rani le chön de jin ta thu gum du ala da rani rani le jin ta ya se de ngai ne jin yogum du te khari na la da
so today you know it seems like you know a long time most of us all look like long time you know learning dharma so you know Rinpoche said that you know we all might be same but Rinpoche from himself checking on himself he realized that you know we don't you know check ourselves we always check other don't we never try to check ourselves and you know look our fault
bena da chesa ne nyu mo ki ke chame shi bena ta mi ding ji jong so na ja cha ja de pi ge le jwen yo ba chi ma do ra ni le jwen yo ba se ti din na yo go me du la da
and you know not talk about a complicated thing but talk about a simple thing that you know if we did something wrong happened we always try to blame somebody something rather you know we blaming ourselves
they ta kare den wo se so na pena gang jo ni shi ju la ta shi ju den je bi to na jan le je ne me je bi ta ro la
so what it indicate is that you know even though we know you know all those things we heard and we read but you know we haven't tried to integrate what we heard and what we read into our everyday life that is that indicates that
okay nenga kalujilenge tijogorsana tichin chebanjin diriji kaula ani rani dalal tele shobange ba kare yena sangye de jue pa che bitone ani ji chue je la pa sen ro ji yong yi tada la pensa le wes la
so especially this kind of you know a precious time you know we try to check ourselves whether we have changed you know our we try or even we change our transform our you know behaviors and the things thinking of the three doors you know or not if we have remained same then you know in this kind of you know precious time we regret and all those you know things and you know make a pledge and you know and make a pledge and you know and promise ourselves to try to transform our you know behaviors and you know those things into a positive one from today
hezana so ki taji laji sone dewa na yi yetem ba shaje to ba zuo che ye na ma chi bu tham ba de xian a la ne nga ta da pa la xue ban de le ji le ne nga ta ya wo ji che ken yi da sang de ji mi ba ra ji ye ji de de la de mi ba che so na ya so ba de ji xue che yong ye pen do do ba de le mi ba de che ken yi da sa la
so like we recite you know from Buddha Shakyamuni to all our lineage guru and you know so you know we visualize those in front of us and then you know we make a pledge here try to make a pledge here that you know we confess what we have you know we are what you know what we didn't do and you know from now on I will try to change, you know, and, you know, and seek help and blessings from those lineage gurus. For this, we will do a brief meditation.
Nene, hancho la tindwe chige chi la nomba senare, nyangle meje yuise senare, tindwe chi yena, ane, ta chera mene langa yabu chile jugo yena, ane, la zo mundele chile jugo re da, seige, ane, la de, ane, nga rongi chi, ta gege sena chi yunga lma, tengu yu 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 yu
yu yu yu yu yu yu yu yu yu try to change myself, or you know, I haven't met this kind of instruction so far, and now I have met this kind of instruction, and you know, I will try my best to you know, to transform myself, you know. So if I want to do this, then this practice of Lamrim is, you know, very relevant, and it is very, you know, easy to carry on.
Ani tangi kono lomba na ye, ani daje tumi zepa mumu te na kari chego orisa na, ani ngaso lende.
So why Buddha Shakyamuni did these many deeds, you know, cause, you know, because of the sentient beings, you know, Buddha did different, you know, deeds. So, you know, this teaching is also considered as one of the deeds of the Buddha.
Ani daje tembe tendri ge kale mo je na sol kare so she re se so na ani dang je na ma ra yi dang chi ba che de so re se na chu ji che wa.
So this this can be a you know, first greatness of the first chapter, the greatness. And second chapter, that why, you know, Buddha makes so many effort to, you know, to teach like these teachings, you know, for us, cause, you know, to lead every sentient being into his state. So that comes in the second chapter.
So
if we you know, check and visualize that, you know, when Buddha give the, you know, teachings of the, you know, the perfection of wisdom in Vulture's Peak Mountain. At that time, if we are, included in the audience, then, maybe we already, liberated, or, or it seems like, we will be same like today.
Tiki karitsun go rasa sona ngaro tsugi kewa don denbi ge dele sere don ge lama chi den jego wa den ngaro tsugi sebo chago rasa na.
So, we don't have any, any karmic connections, or it doesn't mature our karma. So, we need, a ordinary teacher like us, same like us, and sit among us and walk among us, and then, that seems like, more beneficial to us.
Ko nyumo rar rar rindo, sana di mer mer rindo. Ani ko dele se rindo ay mengen chi chatsar lada, ta tanda ni maso na. Ngasuk tanda di tuyosan chen deyade.
So because, in this time, our mental defilements are getting grosser and becoming more obvious, and our behavior are getting worse and worse. So, those really profound teachings, we could not able to understand. We need a teaching very, easy to understand, very easy to carry on, and very easy to practice, like this Lam Rim. So as usual, how to listen and how to teach the third chapter, to listen to Lam Rim, to teach Lam Rim at least, in order to do that, at least we must have a, genuine, admiration or inspiration toward the, bodhicitta. So we are in the fourth chapter, the actual teaching. So we are on the chapter that, when we die, what happens? So when we die, either we will be reborn in a higher existence, or we will be reborn in a lower existence. We got only two choice.
Ah, Nyendri dunghe sambi kato nune, nyewa chanye ki dunghe jebo tena, seche dan jeba nga su siye cawa che.
So, you know, if we reborn in, you know, lower existence, then, you know, what will happen? You know, how long we gonna last there? So all this, you know, things we talk last time about the, you know, eight different kind of hells and so on.
That day, no, no, no. I mean, the Chinese Jesus, Chinese Jesus, you know, that Chinese Jesus, he did Catholic service.
So at different hells. We finished last time, now we will start the, you know, at cold hells.
Tanya said, Kalechi Yore Sesona, and it taco the Kareko, and it Tonga Gala Chapa, and Nagona Chayan Yichi.
So, we will read the text, contemplating the suffering of the cold hells. Each of the eight great hells of the living beings in 10,000 leagues in.
Alte malo de tamo de la de. Nyen de loje ba. Nyewa singe de jida nyewa chanye ji jong ji xie no le men jin da de le la de. Ka ne de ka le ji yore se sona ini ka re ko de ge che. Ani sa ka ga le cha ba ji. Na ni se me ba na go na jang ji. Ani ka wa de chang lu yi bu yu zu de sa ji.
So it is said that, you know, cold hell is like, you know, like surrounded with a, you know, glacier mountains, and the underneath the earth is, you know, a frozen ice, and it is dark, you know, all the time. And you know, the blazing and how to say it? and breezing wind, you know, going all the time. And they all are naked, nothing. You know, clothes on. So this is the, you know, all the cold hells, you know, their environment is like that.
Patsi Chiji Parana Yujins. Then a Patsi Sunti Nitungi Wona Chubichin Yolas. Then a Patsi Nitungi Tungi Chubane Jendin Yodos Chubichinans.
Read the text contemplating the suffering of the cold hells. Each of the eight great hells of the living being in 10,000 legs in breadth, and the eight cold hells lie outside of this. The first, the blistering hell, is 32,000 leagues below the earth. The other seven are situated every 2,000 leagues beneath that.
Nyewa chenpo jiji te je pasi chiji yi paro na yore se te chanye le kogu duwa. Chanye ne pasi chiji yi jowlo de la eni chanye de duwa.
So it said, you know, 10,000 leagues means, you know, it is far from a hot hell. It is that much far from the hot hell.
Kurotsun, woe, woe, man, ding, ring, 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 ring,
ring, and 2,000, you know, leagues beneath each other.
I read
the text in the blistering hell. the denizens are blasted by great wind that shrivels and then rise blisters all over their bodies.
Pena ngatsu gi zupole chukyu tense goro pena megi tsana chukyu yotene chukyu tense go tendu gi chukyu tense zupo yonsu zoba ji bura da bo tene ya khondo go yedwa ti lapa chanu di jensen.
So because of that wind and the coldness, it get blister all over their body.
Chubu dewa ne emar kasare chubu dewi chebane as chubu dewa jin do konso as de danji de yakong ro yonjo ma garsa ma so yena chuhyu de dan ro ache baba de ma shi ro ache ani de de jin zo bo ye kong ro do.
So read the text. The popping blister hell is similar, except that the blister pop as the body shrivels, touched, shrivels.
Sotan tamba dans, juhu sewa dans, achu sewa dans, tsun dunlu limi da sos, takanga de retain a kit and a shogudua, teaching him, and you wanted to meet about his own door.
So, because of the coldness, you know, the shriek and cry, and so, you know, then it comes that chattering teeth, weeping, and mourning hells are named after the sound that denizens make.
Oh, da upa ta geba ne sa laba chenpo ta be kado khonshin sa ka nga du de geba wo sa.
Read the text. In the splitting water lily hells, the denizens are blasted by a great wind which caused them to turn blue and split into five or six pieces.
Da pema ta gebi cheba ne sa ngobole denes mawanjude kacho dele mawange baos kebaos.
Read the text. In the splitting like a lotus hell, the denizen turn from blue to red and split into 10 or more pieces.
Tichida mogo medo ala de pena ngatsu ba chao chene ni meto na ye khaba kang ne do mabo da hombo jene pa kake rors.
So this all happened because of the cold environment.
Da pema dage chenpo yi cheba ne sa baba shin de ma wan ju ne ka jang dele ma wan ge ge pa wo sa de da ge ko ren dang ne ji ce da dong ne no ne sa yi ngui ji jin no si je ro le sa.
Read the text. Well, in the great splitting like a lotus hell, the denizen's skin becomes very red and split into 100 or more pieces. I have presented the sequence, size, and suffering of these hells in accordance with the level of the yogic deeds. The garland of the birth stories says that these hell denizens dwell in darkness as follows.
Tiena ribang ji bi ne lo na da la pen do si si ke ren ju je mi ba ne ba son so sa.
Read the text. In the future lives of the nihilistic, a cold wind will rise in that place of absolute darkness, since it will make you so ill that even your bones will be destroyed. Who will want to enter there to help you?
Jero yi tsi tomo de pene me ba tawa se de pene le jen re da jewa khansi me ba tawa ji lo ta la ne ngi tsu min ro sang da da den re chi che so na ni tsero shi ma de le ne ka de chi le che go re se na ne ndre chi le che go re de che so na su jo tu go re se ka jo tu go ma re sang.
So nihilistic here, it means that, you know, if we become holding a wrong view or don't believe in cause and effect and in rebirths like that, then, you know, we definitely going to be reborn in this kind of place.
내단지 내당 그게 내당 대시에 대단다 용지 전하는데 시제를 탄도 그러다
so what Rinpoche mentioned before it is also same coming up
제송소 로딘 레장스 라파 뻬미 르방 양 르발라야 팅와 예사 리티 다신스 구단 군본도 군본도 바 추부 추부 장조도 레체 소차지 쇠신 제네 샤다 치신 간자 간젠자사 고타 소타 저다 뻬나 인원주스 미다 나오고바 네바 15시 리더센체 바다 로드 론주나 네 저의 년바 내신 신도 오드베 베 신도 오드베 제송소서 제로 있으리나 나 로틴제도
read the text again also the letter to students is an incomparable wind praise your bones. Your body shakes and frees. You bend over and shrivel. Hundreds of blisters rise and pop. Creatures born from them eat and claw you. Fats, lumps, and the marrows ooze out. Exhausted teeth clenched. All hair standing on end. You are tormented by wounds in your eye, ear, and gullet, mind and body, stupefied by pain. You dwell in the cold hell and emit a pitiful wails.
Take it, Tanji, Karishis, Tombo, Chubutin, say, then, Chano Labat, don't be chasing, Chubutanaki Yakondo would say that. And it should be done with Satan in the Tanda, Lodging it, Sitomony, Tangloa.
So, this, like mentioned before, it also mentioned in the letter to students. Wind priest your bones, and and the blisters come, rise, and pop up, and like that.
Chubutua, the Chubutin in the dress of Swachachi. Yang Kuron T. Matsi, young Sangetro Yasaro, Sanchez and I. Sushi to the Shadon Kondo Chisintus and Zaparis and Lodo.
So, also, not only that, but on the top of that, those different animals also kind of attack you and, eat you and torment you.
Bena Gusu Tansi, the Yangi Kisho and Kogor send Sundua Gota Sotanta, the Buna Inju say the Gota say the Yangi Kisho.
And mention here that all these great sufferings and you will be in a pitiful wail.
Tendichi in Bena Nagondo Kijo Minagosal Tradan, also tended no Kashin and Sanjay Jensen to the Sanjay Sasha, the Tradan, Kasa, Buddha, Radan, Gordon, the Kasakal Toshes on Jio, the Kantitanijo Sarasanat.
So it is like we can see in the TV or in the movie that, the lions and the tigers, they, tear up the animals and they, throw their body parts all over, it seems like maybe like that kind of scenario.
Then the Tandan region of Lapapi use energy, so you said the Lapal Swas Kiamarola. No one at the Rimadua, Lapachi Pi use and a coronal Tavaran don't hit the Tavaran Yogudua.
So, right now, if we cut our hand and throw away, then hand. Doesn't feel anything, but in this kind of hell, hand separate from you, but it still feel the same pain, those animals, eat and throw.
That kind of don't handle what you keep as a citizen.
So, So it is a lot of, you know, great, you know, misery and suffering. So, you know, it becomes like you are kind of drunk, get drunk from the suffering. So your mind will be lost. You got totally kind of out of yourself and, you know, confused and agitated and all those kind of, you know, things will happen.
Nāgō nācāngi chāpachīla dhīgī kāngiñi kē shūjī jāgō wārda tā kē tē kōngiñi chī dāng kōla chāgī jāngiñi tā jīna sattili chī yu mārī lādā kō lē tē māsē pātā.
So in that kind of place, they, you know, really, like mentioned here, they really they make a pitiful wail, but, you know, nobody will heard all those things or come to help you until, you know, you are that negative karma is exhausted. And, you know, you're going to be in really, you know, feel alone there. Read the text, you experience this suffering until the bad karma that causes them is exhausted. The level of yogi deeds says, understand that the lifespan of the living being born in the cold hells is 1.5 times as long as that of the living being born in the corresponding great hells of living beings.
yu manga da yi ti ji jaki jeje wa shi ti ta gen ni shu bu kang de es ten ne la la shi ge lo ja jan de shi ti re re bo ne gen lo da jin ba ten na manga da yi ti ji ke jeje wa de ma si ba lu yo ma si ba yo se se ban jo wa ne chi nyu ji es chu bu jen de je bi sen jen na je tse yo su tu ba ne ne ma ma wo so
Read the text, Bhazubandhu's Treasury of Knowledge. Odo commentary quotes a sutra as follows. For example, all the monks fill a vessel full of sesame heaping with 80 measures as it is measured here in Mangala. Then have someone cast out a single sesame seed every 100 years. O monk, in such a fashion, this vessel becomes completely empty very quickly and much sooner than the complete lifespans of the living being born in the blistering hells. But I cannot say that such a lifespan is, O monk, 20 lifespans of the blistering hells make up a single lifespan in the popping hell. So the vessel full of sesame seed is, vessel is like in Tibet, you know, it whatever you sell, you measure in a container. So it, in that container, you know, approximately, you know, 40 pounds or something, I guess.
Did you need to change your jacket or something?
So that kind of, you know, 80, you know, vessels.
Then, pena niwa chupuji nde pena lo jai gu nde pena ngaso tanda lo jai gu nde ti kangji kebito nde ni ke jacket masi pado tanda tianse chijobare songdo ala.
So those, you know, blistering health lifespan is like mentioned here. So is, you know, unbelievable.
Jopare chubuchin de ge chechi de ngin ge bet jin lo thug ma song do ala nga so yin lo jai go ne ti kang ji se ngin sa lo tang ka kon te ma ro ala de ke je chi ti zo go ro ala
so it is like a countless years remain in there, but you know it says here that it is a, you know, much sooner than the complete lifespans of the living being born in the blistering hell.
Genoda chubu jene ni shu chitawa tejen du chubu dowa ji yinu asida. Jeba ni jen genoda bema da ge, karsa jeba ni yasa. Yang genoda asa bema da geba ni shu chitawa tejen du bema da ge chewa ji yinu shiye sunba dan te zanji padu nyongu asada.
And, you know, O monk, 20 lifespans of the blistering hell make up a single lifespan in the popping hell, and so on until. Also, O monk, 25 lifespans of the splitting like a lotus hell make up a single lifespan in the great splitting like a lotus hell, thus they live for such a period of time.
Then this is another one, Rani Dogger says, and I keep my imba. Jin such a day that they don't get your words and I am. Gigi Labo de Pier, the dear Chajan Tayo Saravas.
So when we heard this kind of suffering nature in the lower existence, then you know, not only you know, we ourselves get kind of scared, but you know, it also help us to generate compassion toward those sentient beings who are going through this kind of suffering. So the object of the you know, great altruistic mind is the suffering nature of the samsara.
So to
generate and enhance our, you know, the altruistic mind by contemplating and meditating on these different kind of health.
So anyway,
you know, if we don't contemplate on the suffering nature of either self or either, you know, those sentient beings, there is no way we could, you know, develop the great altruistic thoughts.
So
if there is no great altruistic thought, then there is, you know, the bodhicitta is a mere word. So now we read the occasional
health.
So contemplating the suffering of the occasional health, the occasional health adjoin the hot health and the cold health, and the level of yogis did say that they exist in the human regions as well. According to the basis of discipline, they also exist near the shores of the Great Lake, Great Lakes, as depicted in the edifying tales of the Samgarakshitas. So read the text. The treasure of knowledge, Odo commentary also says, these 16 hells for living beings are created by the force of the karma of all living beings. The occasional hells are created by the individual karma of the one, two, or many living beings, and therefore are of many different types. So it is said that, you know, like mentioned here, in ancient time, you know, the people go across the oceans, and you know, they see this kind of occasional hells and all those things. There are a lot of, you know, tales and the you know, stories about those things in the text. So nowadays there are a lot of, you know, in the TVs, there a lot of people go beyond the oceans and all those things, and they record and showing a lot of different films. Maybe, you know, someday they can show you know, that occasional hell, you know, at the shore of the lakes too.
Tanyu zhudrila de duwa deli. Ani nyewa chudubo de. Ani chanyi jide, tonyi jide, chudubo de. Sanchi teta chibi leja ongi ngomba chubar sila duwa lada. Sanchi kayo rongwa chiki chugu ma duwa.
So these 16 hells, 8 cold and 8 hot, they are created by a karmic force of, you know, the living beings. It doesn't come into being because of individual one or two, you know, karmic force. So if, like mentioned here, such as, you know, I am going to reborn in hell after I die. So, you know, you know, where I am going to be reborn in the hell, that, you know, hell is there now or not.
The bena tu mona jena tu yama de seguro wa thangi chi legin ni legin jebu chi yedi ni le ta na mi ten la ku jebu mi ye le ta ta da le kro le ngo de de ro wa la.
So actually we would say that hell where I'm going to reborn is not yet exist, because, you know, my karma that going to reborn in the hell is right now mere, you know, seed, you know, mere propensity. It is not yet mature.
niwa ge ne chi le che yin na manga che sa ge ne de me ge tu sa ro ko so jin ba che ne yu di jin ba che ne tu ge chin ri ti nya de tu sa la da.
And also we investigate that if five people are going to be reborn in the same hell, then you know that five people five people going to you know it in reborn in the same hell, and you know is there you know a place in the hell is exist you know at the same time, or it will exist one by one until they die all die.
Bena ripa dana bena ngai yin lo shu je ge America ge sa che yo ro la dan ba di.
So the logic is that you know like me, you know, there is a you know birthright or there is a right in America that you know I can enjoy you know some part of America.
Then nga mayu kon nga desa ki khomba de yoro wasa na pena den da wujin nga mayu kon de desa ki desa nga desa khomba de yoro wasa na.
So like you know before I came here, you know where I'm going to live, this such as this house exist you know already before I came to live in.
Ti yena chula tel na lonshyo ki onse kare yasa na nga le yong ye lonshyo gur sa lagur wala.
So then what kind of right you have to you know live in this house and enjoy this house, you know, what kind of right, you know, then I would say that that's my karmic right.
Ti yena ani khomba de chyo yuzo ware ba sala na.
If it is your karmic right, then did you make this house?
De jena America yi khomba to sa chimbu de se kang ne da bu jena ni ha yoro sala.
And if that is seem like that's the case, then you know maybe you know in America there are a lot of tall buildings maybe owned to me.
Da mone lende se idel kwa din je shin ne kabore la da quality di ju ju me ba de jen ko long she want se jin yue ma re sala.
So it is the you know the karma how it works is very you know subtle, is really really hard to interpret it, but you know we should know that you know whatever we enjoy, wherever we go, enjoy for whatever the time, whatever the amount, you know, we have planted a kind of karmic seed, you know, or the propensities, karmic propensities to enjoy that much.
Pena denu ko ale yana pena komba saba ji jogu yana nge te nga mayu ko hen nge go mo chete le sende te shuma ngaro go mo chete le no shu yi on se na bu ji ko ale jo yana sala da lesing it.
So maybe Rinpoche thinks that karmic you know that how it work is like, you know, we there is a new building, you know, building is going to build some places, and we all, you know, donate some kind of membership or whatever in that, you know, new building, and you know we have the right, karmic right, to you know enjoy that much, you know, of that building. So maybe we can interpret it something like that.
Dengen nengwa kari shi war sana de nyawa jirubo de dechebi sanche na jo le yongi tubare sila yu de ane kanga ki timo yi tajan rao ji chadu wa sala.
So the point here is, like mentioned here, these 16 hells for living beings are created by the force of the karma of all living beings.
Di jidi sunyi shingye jina diri kuyi nade miki dhutsarebe silo naas.
So, if somebody going to die tomorrow and, you know, die tomorrow and going to reborn in one of these hell. So, you know, if somebody asks, you know, that hell exists today.
Oh, di jidi nwa dhoi da. Ta nyese yinyawa ni sunje mambu da, nyese yinyawa sengye te, mambu nyandu ye timo ye longshu ya zhuwe da, yang sunje ji da ni, yang soso ye longshu ya tanda zhuwe re da, nyese yinyawa sengye te, ten kiba jima da.
Like mentioned here, the occasional hell are created by an individual karma of one or two or many living beings.
Ngozo, pena, ngobo ji no la, cha shuwa ten lenre je na yare sengye te, tunde nye jiro ala da.
So as you know, great masters telling us that, you know, among all the you know, phenomena, you know, the most subtlest thing is the function of karma.
Timoyi taja yang kumbha jaya bison. Tane dino me nga chung me chudin kasi yo na kurongi timo ma yinbe yang longshu cho kumbha riri jaga na ji kumbha mishung yu sonu chan duwa nyan kaya yu rizala da. Ribi pongsan di yabu tema tu na.
So if we investigate illogically, then you know it might be like, you know, we are here maybe you know, 30 peoples and we have a karma. Each have a karmic propensity to enjoy a place. So, you know, if our reason doesn't make sense, then it will happen like, you know, all these 30 individuals have a 30 house places to live. So if we think that way, then, you know, there would be a house that we cannot contain in this place on earth.
Bena jangur mo ji kasing yin chuzo lo yin ba jang mo po chi yin chi chi la chi le yin dewa se yi de da pi chi gogo ma re song duwa sa ka song su sa la yin ba la da.
So as Rinpoche mentioned before, His Holiness the Dalai Lama also said that, you know, there is not necessarily all the phenomena has, you know, a kind of a karmic relationship or a karmic connection.
Kansa de hi ji den ji bi gon so de du ne ta ji la ne pa de le ji le le ji ji ro gu se ne so du ala da.
So karma is you know, is related to a person's, you know, intention, motivation, and the action of their three doors, mental, physical, and verbal.
Tendu seyo di desa ye neye se ngen rawa tang, so so ki chi long shio pala tene dewa yun se ye tena, chi 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 chen tre piong ki dunghen yun se ye te lende jes madhu rin rawa asana ta.
So this house and different conditions, you know, bring you happiness, bring you as misery, and all this need to be traced back to the law of cause and effect.
Tanji ngo so newa chu si di de sa ye ne la le jin de je pe de mi ur se di ta na nga so ge long shi se ne de lan je pe je pe pa tan ye ro as la.
So it is same like, you know, those hells and, you know, what we are enjoying this place right now, this can be same logic.
Nyang nyang ngi chu ta dang nyang nyang
Read the text, they have no fixed location since they exist in river, mountains, wasteland, below the earth, and in the other places as well. Read the text, thus as explained below, the condition for being born in any of these hells are very easy to create, and every single day you acquire more of them, since you have already accumulated innumerable causes in the past. Your complacence is inappropriate. Therefore, after reflecting on this health, be frightened. Nothing separates you from them after the mere cessation of your breath. To reborn in any of these hells, we have already accumulated enormous causes to be reborn in that kind of places. And also that kind of places to be reborn in that kind of places is not far away. It is mere just you breathe out and you couldn't breathe in, and that much time or that much distance. So it is very true. We know that we think we are kind of tough, but we are as much frail as if we breathe out and couldn't breathe in, and then that's it. If we couldn't breathe in, that's it. So it's that much
fragile our life. Nyewa jibang thomba thoba da jemba leba zus jinan chans jiba jewa jewa mezebi nami nyazu nyewa meche tse shesan so osan.
Read the text, engaging in the bodhisattva deed says, having created the karma for hell, why are you complacent like this? And the friendly letters, sinners who hear of a boundless suffering in the hells, spread it from them only until the mere termination of their breathing, and are not completely terrified, have heart as hard as diamonds. If you are frightened merely by seeing paintings of hell, by hearing of it, recalling it, read about it, and by representation of it, what need to mention experiencing the fierce actuality of it?
Mena tanjise wa na yu tsomba kanshila ta tong tong ne jin ne yinbu yinji yinji la, nanda ki bina kuwa zingde yagaya kanga yinji tonga ne, kanji sende doji rangi jene, kanda jene degu yore sa.
So it is said that, you know, we have all the karmic causes and condition there, and you know, to be reborn there is not distance, it's as close as between you know, breathe in and breathe out, you know. If that is the case, by you know, realizing that you know, even you know, we are not terrified, and we are our heart is as hard as diamond.
Bianas nyawa sing nga chu ti siba kolo to sel chu chai la da bena ni juba te thon ba dan thoe ba dan ne chen ba tne je so na ni ba xian na shu ji yong gu do has xian na me ze ba jin ji ba che gu do has ne din tu thon ba da thoe ba zan jin ji ba me ze ba ji che gu ya na na me de nyaw su nyu bi ne ka se ka de che gu sa da.
And in the paintings, like you know, Wheel of Samsara, you know, they write down the painting of the different six different existence, and there is a hell existence, and there is a painting of the hell. So when we see those paintings and heard and recall all those, then we feel so, you know, afraid. If that is the case, then if actually we reborn there, then how can we able to bear the suffering of those things?
She is also asked, Kuyu dunghe janane ngindu dunghe zhu kalas, di no ni chang ni dunghe zhu la metis. Ni ji lan dung, dung zi, sunja bama chi de tobi dunghe ji. Nyeyi dunghe chunga lan cha zang dung chun du mebi shiro osong.
Read the text. Among the suffering of cyclic existence, those of the miserable realms are the most difficult to endure. Among these, the suffering of the hells are the most unbearable, for the pain of being continually pierced by the 300 sharp spears for a full day is nothing compared to even the mildest of the hell's suffering.
Nyeyu nane chan nami chi donghe chi che de shi ten le dewa kin je nane se se pa devi dabo che pa che dawa de je donghe kin je nane ne nami nyeyu donghe jog me se de ne nyi chi don ton son ja ye jog de cha tu donghe khan la ba de ne nyeyu donghe chung la no yang me ji cha yang me pe to xie song so song.
Read the text. Among the hells, the suffering of the unrelenting hell is by far the greatest. The Friendly Letters says, just as among all kind of happiness, the cessation of craving is the king of happiness, so among all kind of suffering, the suffering of the unrelenting hell is most fierce. The suffering of being viciously pierced with 300 lances for a full day cannot compare, cannot even be mentioned with the last, with the least suffering of the hell. Know that the sole cause of such a suffering is your physical, verbal, and mental wrongdoing. Strive with the whatever human skills you have to. You have not to be defiled by even the slightest wrongdoing. The same text says.
Teta bi dunghe che bi jene hensa. Rangi gosong ji nyeshe kwanan yinba sheba sheo la asa. Nyeshe chunga jang mago ba sha wala ji bi zi ji yue jen be ba sha de teni le hensa.
So, we have to read again. Now that the sole cause of such a suffering is our physical, verbal, and mental wrongdoing, strive with whatever human skills you have not to be defiled by even the slightest wrongdoing, the same text says.
Megi yin dren de na chu sabe ne lenga yi chi ni shu chu chi ne chi ne de di zang yang ma chi ba de ta ni chi zhe chi be ba zhe jie song so
Read the text. The seed of this non-virtuous results is your physical, verbal, and mental wrongdoing. Strive with whatever skill you possess not to have even a bit of it. So now, what we could do is like, you know, the teaching of Lama Tsongkhapa at the end, there is a, you know, stanza that point out all the, you know, sum up of the teachings, that chapters. So likewise here also, you know, this stanza point out that now if that is the case, what you got to do is, you know, mention in this one stanza.
Gosung yin yin shu yi tuma de reyes. De chunong yi zi, ngansung mitil zi shivu jir se ye jir ol zubo le li zi se nang yi. Chunong yi mbyo zi kanyo bati tela begu ur song doa. Linga yi zi zi kanyo bati.
So the, here the advice is to be reborn in all those, you know, places is because of the non-virtuous result of our three doors, wrongdoing. So now what we have to do is we have to use our all skill, you know, not to have even a bit of it. So we do the question answers here that, you know, he might not be reborn in hell.
Of course, yes, sir.
So is it accurate then that the animals are coming in and out of existence now?
Any kogi laviela, any nyawas di, any zamzam yebache, zamzam nyawa di mevache. Nyawa gi sinji tungru di nyawa ne mevache. Any nyawa gi lesang ya sinji leo di ya nyawa di dubache, di deri vesa.
Nyawa gi sinji zoya di yeji mare salada. Karisana ngaso gi jini megeo iti jini zoya mendo wa salada.
So, maybe Rinpoche said, you know, the hell not gonna, you know, happen like that, come into existence. Sometimes it go away because, you know, why? Because, you know, it's not gonna end. The sentient beings reborn in a hell is not gonna end. Because, you know, look at ourselves, you know, behaviors of the three doers, and, you know, it's infinite, it's, you know, countless. So likewise, you know, it's never gonna end. So it is hard to pinpoint when, you know, the hell gonna empty and, you know, dissolve. But, you know, in the text says that, you know, someday we all sentient beings gonna, you know, gonna attain Buddhahood. So at that time, you know, hell won't be, not exist. But, you know, when it gonna happen, nobody knows.
Pena sanje tanje san jegu jegri je yore sene yoro wa jipa kanga lobo ware ani sen raje jo yose ware sene ripa ye ro phonsa yore sene.
So it's a logic that we all have the, you know, Buddha nature, the Buddha seed, you know, and, you know, all the sentient beings have the, you know, potential to attain Buddhahood.
Yore da ngara tsuki shubha degi jine ya da jine rasa maro hasa nata.
Even though we have the potential, but you know, how we behave, it indicates that, you know, we're not gonna, you know, reach there, you know, soon.
Jina ina lobo no lobo da ligi ya di neko le yeje neko me sha da ligi ma le la da chura ge le jong ge chuba se de ge tan ji se wa na ge tan ji ne ko se chura le ju ju bi ne wa de me se go ye jira sa la da.
So right now, you know, if you die and you're going to be reborn in hell, but right now, you know, your place of hell is not exist right now, because you know you are human and you have not yet dead, and that propensity to karma to be reborn there is merely a seed. So you know, so when you die, then you know you are there will be your place.
Pena yin chi mi ma dogo ma pena chue sangje bi sangje yore wesen yore sanada.
And not only hell, but you know, Buddhahood, your Buddhahood. So you know, when you achieve Buddhahood, you know, you have your own, you know, Buddha land.
Dilo jane thanda tisu yore wesen yore marisala.
But you know, it doesn't exist right now.
Tene de chua lenjer wasanada.
So it's the same logic for that too.
Yes, yeah, don't care.
I have a question about what is experiencing the suffering in hell. If you don't have a body at the point that you're in hell, what is experiencing the suffering? And so if it's, is it a mental phenomena? And is it mental phenomena empty? And could you just change the experience? What's your... once you're in the midst of all the suffering?
And nyawal subu yo marwas.
Zupo. Zupo ye tasu yeri lana.
Yeah, in hell there is a physical.
Pena zukhang le da, nyawal sin de zukhang de, nga zume kama le zukhang.
And also hell is not a formless realm. It's a form realm. Included in the form realm.
If one does every day, like for instance, something like the seven-name prayer in which you purify, sincerely what you know that you did, and even mention, you know, previous lives which I don't recall, and I add that to that, and do that every day, is that? Does
it purify everything, or there's
still something that remains, and you can still, you know, end up in hell?
Any dikme dikla na ta ni matakwa rish any jo chodo jo dene any dikbasha ni dikshache any dikwa sa jo dzo thingi da yo mare ena dzo yesha jo jo chene any dzo la mine any shadum dau che dinas che ne ne chiba ina ne nyawala che ge le dis se ge re da ya ta do la ne khandar nyawala do go res
ta nga chok ka ga gi ti re wa ya sho je de ro la da se ro ye.
So we all you know, hope to, you know, purify our negative karmas before it give rise to you know, fruition.
Kesi maze na ye na ya ji denro che ye da ngendro che wa ni me te denro che ye di le te tau che wa zo tu na ani jo shi ma ni ju jo shi ma de denro che ani de yi ha le ha ma ngendro che ye de me bo zo ye ki ta to jo wa chi hyo ga to de ne jo gu sa na de ne.
So if we cannot able to purify all the negative karmas at this life, but you know, we minimize the negative karma, and you know, our positive karma is, you know, increased, then, you know, when we die, we still in samsara, but we are able to be reborn in higher existence. And in that life, you know, we will get a chance to purify the leftover those negativities and, you know, increase our, you know, positive karmas. And then again we die and so on, gradually by going, taking higher rebirth and higher rebirth, and gradually we can able to purify all those things, and, you know, we don't need to suffer the those things in those miserable existence. That is the our best hope right now. And that is, you know, very emergency, and, you know, that we can do at, and we have all the capabilities to do that right now.
Taning in your day, Karsa, Zukon said, you know, so consume, you know, Zukon gets a married lad, so genuine, don't do a power injury, but you know.
So the as previous question that Rinpoche said is a form that those hell being has a form, but, you know, it is not included in the three existence form less desire realm, form realm, and form less realm. These three existence, it's not included in these three existence, but, you know, those beings has a not a mere mental body, but they have the gross physical body too.
Okay.
One last question.
How is it determined when the negative karma has expired and you can move on?
And it's a dibasebe seb hakova the sebe said the kandeji shagre, and it diba chicks this sesasna, and dibashimadima this seba chege, the chiburwas, the kandesakuris.
I want to think that can you actually dare say to Tobaya Bonner, Levant over the Tendichi shoot, mean that I want to which it have covered the cover all other. That is Sengi Yawa, Nanji, the Chushul and Jew at the Latronan, the Tendriki, Tassin Yuji, Lamado, Jen Rapa, then also cover all other, this is a manin.
So, you know, at this time, you know, for us, it is kind of hard to know that, you know, when to move on, when our, you know, purification worked or, you know, or not, or this very hard to know, but, you know, at least we will experience, you know, that, you know, our mind is, you know, and the outcome of that our the actions of three doers is getting better. And, you know, we are becoming more compassionate. And like that, you know, from that we can indicate that our practice is working a little bit. But to exactly know that thing, we need to reach a certain degrees of, you know, attainment or degrees of realization, then we can able to know. But at this situation for us, it is hard to pinpoint. And
then also, Gosung, you may go on a job at Chennai, Gosung gave you a concrete to the Janatariwa General Roger is another.
So, what we hope is, you know, we use our three doors for a positive thing as much as we can, and we refrain from, you know, misdeed of the three doors as much as we can, and hoping for the best, we'll go through like that. That's the best.
You don't go to Pema, go to your room,
okay. One more.
Rinpoche, if you know somebody who's gone to the hells, what's the best way to make sure that they get out as soon as possible?
I don't understand.
If you know somebody who's potentially gone to one of the hells, what's the best thing to do to make sure that they get out of there as quickly as possible? Can we do purifications for other people? Or?
Da kogela na magic ta nyawala ke yo nasa ta ko ta ko da nyawa do thakjo res ta ko mi diwa chimro ko da nyawa ma do dosa yo mar islam ne ko nyawal ke yo nasa nyawal ke yo ba na ko nyawal thaye ge ne thapsi khare ta yo res ta ko la
a me ki de bire na ko mi thekes ke ki khabur wala na jani ge le de rani ge yang rani ge de bu de sa gul ma de
shen shen ba ge ko la thapsi ta yo mar wala yo sa
ta tin tu ta ja che ja khabur wala da pena nge khase ne loi ba pena ngal tsewa chi jo de sanje le ngal tsewa chi chi me da tu ta khim do as na da
so once you are your karma is fully ripened and once you are reborn in hell already then it is really there is almost no chance to relief from hell. And from the other people's side also there is no chance to help him, and from himself also there is no opportunity, almost no opportunity to purify that karma, once he is experiencing it. So like mentioned, Rinpoche mentioned before that, for him, the Buddha is the more compassionate to him than anybody else. But, Buddha is so compassionate to him, but, if he committed his karma, then he has to purify that. Buddha can't help nothing for his karma. So it is same like that. So that is why in the Lamrim that what is the duration of the lifespan of the hell being and what kind of suffering, all this mentioned in detail indicates that try not to be reborn in that kind of place. If once you are reborn in this place, then nobody can help. Able to help to get out of there. So it is that indicates that Rinpoche thinks.
Now, so, Kanji Ngarongi Dewan is on the Taibi Sanji Tanji Dewas in the Drea Yungane, Ngarong Lapanandu, Tanapa the Temajun and Lasha, Tangi Ngone Drugu in Da, Drew Tuachi in Indonesia, but Namaji was such a gentleman, Shinjala was sure on the Wurichi, Jiang Huachana.
So we do the dedication. So we now realize that we have all the method and capabilities and the opportunities to help ourselves and help all the sentient beings. That opportunity is there. We realize. So now on, I will do all my abilities to use this kind of chance to help ourselves and to all the sentient beings. So, we seek the blessings of the Buddhas to have a successful, in our practice. We dedicate like that.
Tanjinye chi jilo ba dong ko dong ye re se na ran yi xian na chen na ji me jie wa ji ni ji chen be yu la pian tu na wo ne pian ro la da ko yu ma xia wa ji xian na cha bo ji re se na be yu ma xia wa ji ko dong ye de yi sen jie de le mi ne ran yi yi ko le ne de le jiao tao jie wa ji ni ji gong be dong le xiu pian tu ya sa ro la.
So once we heard that the suffering of the hell being, then we just may are kind of, you know, afraid and live there. Not like that, but, you know, we should think that they are in that kind of suffering nature. And if I also reborn in there, how I feel. So we compassion to them and, you know, and take the responsibility in our hand and try to make progress in our practice.
Yeah.